This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised. And hello to all the pups and the pup lovers listening in. I am Barely Normal, and with me is...
Arf, Canes.
Arf, Pup Loki.
Canes and Loki, and you are listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about human puppy play and sexual consensual kinks. Today's subject is toys, both sexual specific to puppy and pet play, and non-sexual toys that could be used for pup play along that line. So first of all, let's talk about what constitutes a toy for puppy play.
So that's actually a really difficult question, because yes, there are tails for like puppy play, but it's not necessarily going to, yes, it might help you go into that pup headspace, but it is very like it's a sexual side of the pup headspace, but it's also like there's toys for any shape and size and basically whatever you want fantasy wise there's a toy for it,
right?
And, you know, that definitely, you know, safe practices are, you know, encouraged. Don't just, right, you know, buy the biggest thing that you find and then just try to pounce
shove
on
it. Up your ass.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah. It's like, I have a friend who used to say traffic cones were just a challenge.
I do know someone that actually can do that.
Oh, wow.
But they've been trying for years.
For years. Well, yes. I have another friend that has, so the little tattoos, you know, on the arms, the armbands.
Oh, yes.
I told my friend that's a fisting stop line. Like, don't go any further than that armband.
Oh, my gosh.
He says, oh, no, I've gone deeper. I'm like, oh, God, I don't need to know that. Thank you very much. Like,
oh, thank you.
I was like, what did you, like a marionette, like a, I don't know, like a ventriloquist dummy. You were all the way up there working his mouth. There you go.
Yes.
Anyway, so toys, puppy toys.
Yes. So
you can go to Petco and buy a whole bunch of, I mean, they got aisles and aisles and aisles of toys.
Well, so yes. So we do have that side of toys, but that's more of the safer work side, like squeaky toys and, you know, bones and, you know, you can buy leashes and collars there even. Right. But we're more focused on the actual adult toys. Okay. And like, those are more of like, you know, the Bad Dragon, you know, Mr. S has a slew of them as well. They actually started selling Bad Dragon toys, if you noticed. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So
Mr. S sells Bad Dragon?
Yes.
Wow.
And okay, that's because they realized that they're wanting to help out. And Loki needs to stop trying to be distracting.
Oh, no, he can distract me all he wants. So just keep going there, Loki. Just distract away.
But, yeah, so basically, you know, you have the silicone, rubber, metal, glass, plastic type of materials that it's made out of. And you can find a lot of silicone stuff, but, like, the rubber, well, the more advanced versions of it are, you know, glass and plastic and metal, because they don't give. So there's definitely, you have to build up to all of these toys.
But not all toys are ass toys.
Correct.
There's a lot of toys that are
things. But like we're more talking about like the puppy tail type of thing. So I was going from there. Sure. But I mean, there's all sorts of different ones as well from, you know, I've seen literally a butt that's in, you know, in the shape of a deer. And, you know, they painted it as a deer so that they can, you know, be a doe fucking a doe, or, you know, whatever orientation they want to be. So like there's all sorts of different, your imagination's basically, you can go anywhere with it. And there's, you know, cock sleeves to cock rings to.
So would you consider a cock ring a toy or a tool? That's a strange question. And you're contemplating that.
That is a very interesting question, because it's probably a tool more than likely. So a cock ring is literally designed for keeping blood keeping blood in the
restricting
blood. Restricting blood flow in your cock.
Flowing back. Yeah.
Yeah. So that you stay harder. But yeah, I guess it can be considered a tool, but I think of it more of as a toy too, because it's, you know, fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, especially if you're, you know, putting it on somebody or putting it on your puppy as a cock ring or as a there are things that could be considered toys but are not toys. I mean, is a cock cage a toy or is that a tool?
I think personally it's probably a variant of both. Because like I stated earlier, a chastity cage, right? Mm-hmm. Could be used as a tool of punishment, or you could be wearing it all the time and then getting it removed could be a tool for rewarding. But at the same time, it could also be something that, you know, whatever, whenever, and it's just used to like get a little bit more pleasure out of certain things. The feeling of restriction and things like that can be more pleasurable to people. So I feel like it kind of depends on the circumstance, but I feel like it would probably lean a little more into the tool category.
All right. So, Canes, what's your favorite toy? Either sexual or non-sexual. What's your favorite toy?
So I definitely like, there's a couple different things that I like.
Loki's pointing at his dick saying this is Kane's favorite toy. So just for anybody that wants to know that's what's going on. That's why Kane's has just lost it right now.
Yes. The brattiness, but he's the bottom. Right, he's the bottom.
He's the bottom. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I definitely have like some cock sleeves, as well as I am versed, so I do have some toys as well. But I'm not much of a bottom, so like I'm very tight when it comes to bottoming. So I have to, you know, go very slow on that regard. I can't just, you know, open up my hole and just let anything come through it, because that will hurt.
Well, that's what poppers are for.
I do not do that.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Some people do it. I've tried it. I get too lightheaded, and I just can't do it. I usually get like a splitting headache pretty much right after.
Yeah.
So I just
then don't do poppers then.
Yeah.
No, bad.
I just don't do it. But yeah, so like there's all sorts of different sizes and shapes to pretty much everything. But like the cock sleeves are really fun. They do come in different sizes and shapes. There's some that are butts. There's some that are vaginas. Flesh jackets is usually a fleshlight is usually what people call it.
So those are masturbatory toys.
Yeah, those are for like inserting your dick into something.
Right. So that's for self pleasure.
Yeah, self pleasure.
So yeah. So I know that there are toys out there. They're like cock sleeves that are to give you enhanced girth and depth.
Yes.
For when you're topping.
Yes.
As well.
So Bad Dragon does make them. There's a couple companies that do make them, there's a slew of different ones. Like again, we could go through the big gigantic list.
There's thousands. Yes. I mean, there's entire billion-dollar industries based on sex
toys. Yes, exactly. so
we can't touch on all of them.
So I personally have a Bad Dragon cock sleeve that is a dragon.
That's not.
It's not a dragon? I thought it was a dragon.
You have Flint. That's a.
It's not a dragon? What is it?
Like a humanoid.
No, I think it's a dragon. I'm pretty sure it's a
Loki,
dragon.
Go find it and bring it and show it to me.
It's probably in the toy bag.
In the toy bag. He has a bag, ladies and furs, and pups. He has a toy bag.
Oh. I have a big drawer of fun things.
So Fort Trough sells a lot of toys for the gay community. And they make a great gear bag, which has different little compartments that have little compartment bags in them. So you can put different things in different bags and they don't ruin the whole bag. And I use it for all my video and audio gear. And so a lot of times I will go to my place of employment to do video and audio shoots. And I have this Fort Trough bag. And one time, a guy that was working, he looked at me and goes like, that's a Fort Trough bag, because it doesn't say Fort Trough on it. And I was like, why, yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so it's actually funny you mentioned that. So I was at work and I recognized a water bottle from a con. And I was like, oh, did you enjoy your visit to Reno? And they're like, oh, yes, what? I actually did. How did you know?
Yeah. I was like, well, because you got I've got this little bag, this little thing right here. It actually says Fort Trough on it.
Yes.
But it's just this little tiny thing. And I use it. It's like 4 inches by 3 inches. I use it to hold all my thumb drives.
Oh, nice. Yes.
It's perfect for that. So I'll take that out. And people will look at me and I'm like, Fort Trough, what's that? It's like, oh, it's a site. You should go there. All right. So there's your cock sleeve.
Yes.
And so that kind of gives you some extra girth.
It's quite a lot of girth, but it's just an enhancing. So basically it gives it a little bit more girth and, you know, ridges for, you know, the
ribbed for his pleasure.
Yeah. Ribbed for his pleasure. Yes. But it also is kind of a cock ring too. So it kind of like, you know, is tight around the base so that it's like getting more of that, you know, that cock ring feel to it, but also at the same time, just giving you that extra girth.
Right. So let's talk about when using toys. What's
wrong?
So let's say Canes, you're hanging out with Loki there and things are going this way and that way. Do you just like have a box full of toys sitting next to you, and some of you reach down and you say, "Let's use this today."
Yes.
Or do you talk about it beforehand?
So it depends on if I'm with someone. So like if I'm you know, like with Loki visiting, like there is, you know, times where, you know, it's spontaneous play time, but at the same time there's other parts where it's not, where it's like planned, like, okay, hey, we're going to tonight, you know, tie you up in a specific way, or, you know, try this new toy on you and have some fun that way, or try something a little bit different. And, you know, we want to plan it out first. But experimenting is actually really healthy for a relationship, sex wise. So like, to not keep it, you know,
boring.
Like, yeah. Yes. I mean, cause there's going to be only so many times that, you know, I can top someone missionary style, and, you know, yes, I do enjoy it, but the little bit of like the kink and added, you know, stuff and fun things that can happen, gives it, very fun and entertaining, things to do.
Sure. Absolutely. So materials. So you toys can be made out of silicone, rubber, metal, plastic, glass. I don't think there's any other material that could, well, unless you know of any.
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't know that I would use a wooden toy because of splinters and whatnot. But I suppose if it's varnished well enough and sealed well enough, you could use a wooden dildo if you wanted. I mean,
I would be scared to do that.
I would be too.
Because if you use like a silicone lube like on that, I don't know if you could hold on to it.
Well, true. So
it's gonna you shoot out of you,
right? So you mentioned lubricants. As you mentioned, you mentioned silicone lube. Now I have to say, one of the things that pisses me off the most about silicone or any lubricant, at that matter,
the bottle.
What moron made glass bottles for silicone lube? Because the minute you get it in your hand, you can't hold the fucking bottle. It slips out. It falls on the floor. Come on, guys. Make it textured so you can hang on to the goddamn thing.
Or if you're going to make it, make it out of a fucking crayon bottle.
So something that I actually started doing is I will take my lube bottles and I will put it into another bottle.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but at Mr. S, they actually have water bottles. But did you know they're actually classified as lubricant bottles?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
They are literally designed. Well, I mean, it's still a water bottle. Like, you can use it for water, but
you can use it for water if you wanted. Yes,
yeah, if you wanted to. But a lot of people actually use those style of squirt bottles as lube dispensers. Okay. Because they're ribbed, and they're also like they have a gap in between the middle, so you can grab onto it really easily. So you know, you don't have that issue.
Yeah. So lubricants can be bought. You can buy any lubricant anywhere, just about. I mean, you know,
you can go to CVS.
The closeted gay boys go to CVS and get the KY jelly, which is just like. So I have a story about KY jelly. So I have a friend who's a farmer. And they use KY jelly on the farm. Okay. They put it around the irrigation pipes because it makes the pipes go together better.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, yeah, I don't think that's what you use it for. It's like, you know, when you interview new farmhands, you're like, hey, let's try this KY jelly. But anyway, So, I mean, he's always got like 18 or 20 empty bottles on the floorboard of his pickup truck. It's like, you don't go out and work the irrigation pipes. That's what you hire people for. What are you using it for? Anyway, but so there's silicone, there's water-based, and there's stuff with CBD in it now. There's heated stuff. There's stuff with THC in it. What's your preferred lubricant?
So I depends on what I'm doing. So like if I'm using a toy on someone, I most of the time use like J Lube or silicone lube, or, depends on what toy I'm using too. If I'm using like my dick, like it's going to be silicone or J Lube for sure. Now, if it's like a bad dragon, you have to be kind of like specific on what lube you're using for that toy. And then water-based lube, I find actually really enjoyable. So I actually use KY jelly in the shower. Well,
that's petroleum-based. That's not water-based. That's petroleum.
No, it's a water-based jelly.
KY is?
Yes. There's literally a KY water-based like
I'll believe you. Yeah. I'll believe you. I just never. I mean, I use what do I use? Navy, whatever the old Navy, not old Navy. That's a clothing company.
yes.
Old Navy lubricant. You buy that? Yes, it's terrible. So it feels like jeans. I'm sorry. There's the little KY. Yeah.
No, this is Astroglide.
Astroglide.
Yeah. Yes. Which is one of my favorites to use.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Navy brand is one I like a lot. Fort Trough has some really good lubricants. And you mentioned J Lube. I have to tell you about J Lube. So the first time I heard about J Lube was, we mentioned several weeks ago on our podcast about the puppy mosh that I went to the very first time that I heard about puppies. Mm-hmm. And they talked about J Lube, and I was like, what the fuck is J Lube? So I ordered some, and it's a powder. So the funny thing is, somebody stole the package off my front porch of my first order of J Lube.
Oh God.
Now, you know, it's a powder. It's, you know, you don't know what it is. And I let Amazon know, because I bought it on Amazon. I said it didn't show up. So they sent me another one. Like 3 weeks later, the original package showed up with a note that says, "You're a sick motherfucker." I was like, okay, you gave it back, but and the nice thing about, well, the thing about J Lube, and everybody should be aware of this, it's really, really slick, very slick.
Yes, very, I mean, very slick.
It's the slickest lubricant I have ever, ever encountered. I mean, if you're using it in the shower, be careful, because you will fall on your ass. If you have non-carpeted floors and it gets on a slick floor and you go to step on it, you will fall on your ass. If you make it up, the tube or the bottle that you get will make approximately 15 gallons of lubricant. So be aware of that.
Yes.
Do not just squirt it into the bottle and make lubricants. You only need like a third of a teaspoon to make 6 ounces of lubricant.
Yes.
Make it up for what you need, use it, and then throw the rest away, because it doesn't have any preservatives in it. When you're done, throw that away. You've got plenty of more to go for it. And I have to say, that first mosh that I went to, they showed how much it will make. They literally put maybe 3 teaspoons into a gallon bucket.
Oh, God.
And made an entire gallon bucket of lubricant. It was incredible.
Yep.
So, I mean, and I never saw so many puppies run to a gallon bucket to get stuff for their own little bottles.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So.
That is very true.
Yeah. 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 Okay. So you've got all sorts of different types of toys. You've got dildos. You got butt plugs. You got BDSM things like rope, restraint, accessory deprivation, pain, CBD. Now, pain.
Yes.
Pain.
Yeah. What about it?
That's an interesting subcategory of toys.
Yes. So basically, so you got like rope, obviously, restraints, sensory deprivation is like looking at like those hoods that are like sensory deprivation of like the senses. So like smell, smell, sight, hearing, breath, you know, those are all like sensory deprivation. And then pain actually goes in a completely separate way, because these are nipple clamps. So like nipple clamps, you got floggers, you got whips.
Spanking, whips.
Yeah. Yeah. Paddles.
Sounding.
Sounding is not necessarily pain.
Well, e-stim could be pain.
E-stim should not be pain either.
Really?
No, okay. No.
Really?
Yeah. So okay. Pain is, so those two things, like they should not have pain. E-stim should not have pain.
Okay. Like, well, good to know. Yeah. E-stim should not have pain. Yes. Good to know. Good.
Unless you're like really like going full, like, and you might want to not do that.
You can cause permanent damage.
Yes. You can cause permanent damage.
If E-Stim is causing you pain,
yes. Stop. Yeah, you might give yourself a heart attack. So E-Stim is electric stimulation. So we're talking about like an actual like electric discharge going yes. through your body. So mm-hmm. it should not be painful. If it is, then I don't know why we do it.
Well, again, because some people like pain.
Yes, some people do like pain. And that's, you know, that's impact play and like pinching of nipples. Impact play is like very, very. You have to get consent beforehand mm-hmm. because a lot of times it's the person is going to be very marked up, mm-hmm. have bruises, scrapes. And mm-hmm. different things on them
yes.
that are not going to go away anytime soon. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this includes like hickeys, bite marks.
Right.
You know, there's definitely. Loki's pointing to himself because I gave him I gave him a bite mark on
a couple of bite marks and a couple of back hickeys.
Yes. Well, mm-hmm. basically, I gave him one that's basically like going to stay there for a couple weeks. But it's very dark and it's been there uh-huh. for a while. And it's
yes, it is
very tiny and it's very, very it's going to be bruised for a while.
Yeah. You know, it's OK.
Yes, it's very fun. But again, it's
I have
very
a feeling
consulting.
He deserved it, though.
Oh no, it was just more of a sexual like thing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's just so biting in general is not necessarily just about the pain. It's also very, very close to that person. Mm-hmm. And you know, puppies definitely do bite. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
But it can be painful at times, but again, most of the time it's like a good pain. Right. Is turning into like, ooh, that's reminding me that's always there type mm-hmm. of thing. Or, you know, it's a dominance thing.
Right.
That's like, yeah. I want to mark you cause you're mine or you, like I have ownership of you or I'm looking mm-hmm. after you or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
And then like, you know, flogging, if you go to like Dory Alley or Folsom Street, well, not really Folsom Street Fair, but Dory Alley in San Francisco, like they literally have crosses and there's literally people waiting there to basically whip you and paddle you in whatever capacity you want for, you know, a full hour if you wanted.
Wow. Okay. Well, and Loki's playing with something right now. What's he playing with?
So I'll let him explain that.
So I actually got this from my alpha because he does woodwork and metalwork and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually made this for me because I'll
describe it. We're in an audio podcast, so describe it.
Correct. So I actually, just a brief story, kind of how it came apart, though. I explained to him not too long before we met for the first time that I was interested in trying impact play because that's something he likes, mm-hmm. both receiving and giving. So he's like, all right, we can try, you know, when we first meet, you know, because we've met before, we've been on the internet, talked a lot, good friend. So I'm pretty sure it's mahogany for the handle, okay. and it's been kind of formed to a hand. And it has a almost like a knob at the end.
Okay.
And then at the other side, it's got white leather that's been looped around. We always call it the a leather strap. So okay. Think of a strip of leather that's been attached to one side, and then it's been taken out and then looped around.
Looped around.
To the other side. And then
kind
attached.
Of like a barber's leather strop that he sharpens his... blade on before he gives you a close shave.
Similar, yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Cool. And you've been beating yourself with that for the last 20 minutes. I've been watching it. It's very exciting.
It happens.
So that's more of like an impact play like thing. And it's also impact play is not actually about, I need to take it away from him so that he doesn't make more noise. The impact is basically like it's a psychological, but also the sound. So people get into it, mm-hmm. not necessarily because it's painful, but it's a mm-hmm. it's a psychological of, you know, you're getting like dominated by this person, right. and told who's boss, basically. But it's yeah. also the sound of the actual like cracking of the whip, or, you know, it's not about actually like beating them to death. And there's very, very like specific ways to actually, do, you know, impact play and stuff like that, with someone. Right.
I mean, consent is sexy.
Yes.
Consent is important.
Yes.
And, you know, when you talk about it beforehand, a lot of these things you need to talk about beforehand. Where would you like to be hit with the instrument? Do you want it on your feet? Do you want it on your thighs? Do you want it on your butt? You know, do you want nipple clamps? Do you want on your back? All that other kind of stuff. That kind of stuff needs to be discussed beforehand, correct?
Yes. Oh, yes. Very much so. And also like the safe words. So you always have to have a safe word with this, mm-hmm. or some sort of signal that's like, okay, I can't take anymore, because you are inflicting pain on someone. There is some sort right. of pain involved. And so having that like barrier, like, okay, don't draw blood. If there's blood, then, you know, I'm done, type right. of thing. So like, as soon as the blood is like thing, then okay, well, we're going to stop there, 'cause that's as far as you wanted me to go. And be done with it right there.
Right.
And so there's definitely lots of different pain tolerances. So like for me, mm-hmm. like I have a pain tolerance, but I don't have a large pain tolerance. Mm-hmm. But I know some people that do have a very large pain tolerance and like it.
Right.
And Loki is one of those people that he likes and dislikes it at the same time. And it can be used for punishment, or it can be used for pleasure as well. It right. just depends on, what is needed, for
the,
it.
The level of brattiness.
Yes. The level of brattiness and if he's following like instructions or not.
That's on right. whether it's for whether pleasure to or leave punishment. That. Yes.
He's not listening.
So, he's not listening, but no. That's okay. So chemical enhancements, let's talk about that. How does that help or hinder sexual play with toys?
So, you know, you have obviously poppers, that are most commonly used, for basically getting a toy that's bigger than you most likely don't take, mm-hmm. getting that to actually go in, or, you know, poppers to take someone's dick, because they might be really large and you're just not used to it. So poppers will give you like that calming sensation and let you relax a lot more than naturally. Mm-hmm. But that's if you can do it. So some people will get headaches and some people are not comfortable with it. Shouldn't take it on like any heart medication or anything like, consult a doctor basically before you start, you know, doing it, because there are some right. major side effects that can happen.
Right. Well, now CBD has a similar effect to yes. the anal sphincter
yes.
as poppers does. And now that it's CBD is readily available
anywhere,
fucking everywhere now.
Yes.
I mean, even in states where THC is not legal, CBD is totally legal. And, so there are creams, there are ointments, there are gels, there are suppositories that are all CBD that will help loosen up the sphincter to take the toys or the dick or whatever you know desire. Yes. I guess.
Yes, very true. And I personally think that most people should be doing CBD, not poppers, because poppers can be addicting. You can get to the point where you have to basically use it in order to even get off. And so it can be a crutch for a lot of people. And, you know, I've seen, lots of instances and I'm not judging them by any means. Mm-hmm. You know, you do you, but,
right.
for new people,
I do you, whatever happens.
Yeah. Huff. Yes. Yes. but yeah, so
if I could do me, I wouldn't have to have a boyfriend or a husband.
That's very true. I just need to learn how to fuck myself. That'd be great.
Yeah. So when somebody says, go fuck yourself, you're like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Will do.
Okay. Will do. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Yes.
Right here, right now, or shall I wait till I get home? It's like,
But yeah, so like, CBD is definitely one of those like ointments that like is really, really helpful. THC also is, if you want to do it that way, again, that is weed. So, you know, mm-hmm. keep that in mind for, you know, if your job does drug testing, it will come up on that because it is absorbing into your system.
True.
So just, you know, keep that in mind. I don't want anyone fired from their job because they, you know, are using a lube that is THC based.
Right. Yeah.
So, also alcohol. Alcohol can do that, but again, if you do too much, you might just not get into that mood at all. So it just depends.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a reason they call it whiskey dick.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, it's like you just can't get it up if you had too much alcohol.
Yes,
it's like, hey, so you know, had to do other things. Well, and there's what's the other thing? So California, it's not legal, but where I live in Oregon, psilocybin is now legal.
Interesting.
Yeah. You can buy mushrooms and mushroom tincture at the dispensaries. And the interesting thing about psilocybin is it does not show up on a drug test.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's interesting.
Uh-huh. Yep. So it's very popular with the truckers, the law enforcement, firefighters, all the people that have to take drug tests all the time. Yeah, they don't do THC. They do psilocybin now.
Yes.
That's like, let's do a mushroom trip, man.
Yay. Dude, I don't know if I could do that all the time.
I don't know either, but yeah, we legalized it here in Oregon, 2 years ago, and it's just now getting in the dispensaries. It took them a while to figure out how to get a supply chain, but yeah, you can get psilocybin in the dispensaries. So come on up to Oregon.
Yeah.
And, have some mushrooms.
I might have to come visit because that sounds very interesting. I've never done them, so I don't know.
I have not either, and they say, and we're kind of getting away from the puppy play, but if you're going to do mushrooms, somebody needs to be with you on your first trip.
Oh, okay.
That's not
taking
doing it.
Yeah.
Yes. So
I've heard that. Yeah.
The same for a lot of drugs. It's like, you know, if you're going to do something, you know, have somebody there that's not taking the drugs to help care for you.
Yes.
Kind of like aftercare after puppy play.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and that's definitely, again, same thing like with all these toys too. There's aftercare involved, you know.
Oh, sure.
After the play session or whatever you're doing, you know, because this gets into like, you know, the fisting type of aspect too.
Sure.
Because, you know, when you're dealing with bigger and bigger toys, you start getting into, okay, well, now I can actually fit my whole fist into you.
Right.
And it definitely does feel really good if you can get someone to do that. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not speaking from personal experience.
The look you just got from Loki.
Right. I have many, many friends that mm-hmm. can do that, and they absolutely enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And I've been on the top side of the, you know, fisting side of things.
I don't know that I could do that
it's not for everyone.
From a top standpoint, that's a lot of stuff going up there. That's a lot. I mean honestly, that's a lot of stuff going on. It's like, wow.
Yes, but it is also very, very like one of those things that it's very close, like community.
Well, yeah, when you can make a talk with your hand, there's a...
it's like you can make them talk with your hand,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes,
that's exactly it. Like, hey, Doc, can you tell me what I had for lunch? You know, or can you tell me what I'm thinking? Yeah.
It's like, but,
feels like you got your hand up on my brain. Hooray!
But it is definitely one of those very close-knit things because you can feel more of their insides when you're doing it. Mm-hmm. Like their heartbeat and like when they're like coming, you can feel it like all through your hand and wrist and everything.
Really?
Oh yeah. You can feel everything.
Really? Okay. Wow.
So it's a very it's a very interesting experience, and it's very, very fun.
And it's not specific to puppy play.
No, by no means.
No, I mean, there's entire communities for this stuff. So
yes.
So Loki, what's your favorite toy? Sexual or non-sexual? What's your favorite toy?
So, I have a squeaky toy.
Uh-huh.
That I forgot to bring.
Oh no! Go to Petco, get a new one.
You don't have it.
Hmm. Is it like a rubber ducky?
No, it's a ball.
It's a what?
It's a ball.
A ball. Okay. All right. Cool. Cool. So let's talk about collars and leashes. Now, are those toys? Wow, that was a big pause.
No, I thought he was going to start talking about it. No. So collars and leashes are, I mean, leashes can be, I wouldn't really say that they're toys. It's more gear oriented.
Okay.
For like the handler or for the alpha to basically like control. Or it's a decorative piece. Don't just because, you know, a pup is wearing a collar and a leash doesn't mean you can just go and grab it.
Right.
Like it's definitely one of those, like, ask permissions to do something, you know, especially if there's like a handler, because the handler will step in very fast if you grab someone's leash or collar.
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, if the handler's not holding the leash in the first place, shame on him.
Because he could just want it around it just in case. Like, there's short leashes. They're like that, like, just like hang down and then they'll like grab it when the pup is near.
Okay.
So it just depends on all sorts of different what they're doing. But collars definitely it depends on the collar too, because there are some that are not a, you know, toy. For instance, mm-hmm. like the chainmail collars, I wouldn't attach a leash to it.
No, they're very delicate.
Yes, and start pulling on it. Now Loki has one that is more of an actual like chain, and you can grab chain link.
Yeah.
Well, that this is actually like thicker chain link, and you can actually like pull on this pretty heavily. And I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, don't choke someone with their, you know, collar, but you can use it for the fun toyness pleasure type of stuff.
Sure. I mean, pull it back on him, wrap it around his dick two or three times and tighten it down and lock it, you know.
Yes.
She's like, nah. Like, I got other shit for that. Don't put my collar around my dick. Like, so what other type, are there toys that are specific to puppy play?
Like sex toys or?
Sex toys. Yeah. There's sex toys that are specific to puppy play.
Encountered. I wouldn't say that there's like specific ones to to pup play besides tails, but I wouldn't, like, there's not really like a cookie cutter, like, oh, this is only for like pups. Like, yeah, pups use all sorts of ones. There's canine bad dragon toys.
Right.
So like there's all sorts of different shapes and sizes and butts and all over the place. You know,
much like puppies, they're all different sizes and shapes and butts. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, this has been Off Leash with myself and
me, Canes,
me, Loki,
and you, Loki.
Arf.
A definitely NSFW podcast about human puppy play and sexual kinks. Thanks for listening. Tune in 2 weeks when we talk about sexuality and puppies and how that all works out in the puppy play world. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bark.